Argentina is remarkable. The first Argentine championship was played in 1891. It was an exciting season because it went to a playoff, and the playoff was contested between St Andrews Football Club and Old Caledonians, and St Andrews won in a playoff. So straight away in Buenos Aires, you can see the football interest, you know, by Scottish workers there.
If we go back to the 1986 World Cup, you may remember that Argentina beat West Germany in the final in Mexico City. They won 3-2. Maradona, of course, was playing. But the first goal was scored by a man called John Brown. It's a name that is now enshrined in Argentinian football folklore, and it's almost inevitable if you look at where his grandfather came from. Yes, indeed, he came from Scotland.
Roddy Forsyth on a Scot scoring in a World Cup final, and Richard McBrearty on a playoff for the Argentine title between two Scottish teams. Sounds like fantasy football, but no. It's just a legacy of the time when Scots were kings, for it was us who created the beautiful game celebrated the world over today. Headmistress of the English High School of Buenos Aires, Estela Rueda, being interviewed in Good Morning Scotland before Argentina played England in the last World Cup, and Richard McBrearty, curator of the Scottish Football Museum at Hampden Park.
The section over here, the first case as you walk into the display area, it looks at really the Scots in South America first of all. Scotland were very, very important in taking the game to South America. The first is a chap called Alexander Watson Hutton. Mm-hmm. There's actually a plaque on display. Now, back in 1977, a local Buenos Aires radio station called Radio Rivadavia actually gave a presentation plaque to the Scottish FA to mark really the role that Alexander Watson Hutton had in giving football to Argentina. In fact, he's so important that really he's known as the father of Argentine football, and that's from the Argentinians themselves, not from the Scots.
Originally, he was a headmaster at St Andrew's Scots School here in Buenos Aires.
It was actually put on the curriculum of the St Andrew's Scots School. Almost was taken off the curriculum because the actual committee of the school complained when windows started to get smashed by the children. Thankfully, football survived that early setback.
And he decided not to renew his contract after 2 years, and he decided to start his own school. So this is how the Buenos Aires English High School was founded in February 1884.
And from there, he set up the Argentine Football League in 1893. He was first president of that league, and that league actually later became, in 1903, the Argentine FA as well. So he was very important in actually organising the game. He was a top-grade referee, and he also set up the alumni team.
The children in our school were playing already in the junior divisions. Little by little, they started playing in the senior divisions until in 1900, they won their first division championship.
That team won 10 out of 12 Argentine titles from the late 1800s and early 1900s, and they're accredited as being really the team that gave the scientific modern game to Argentine football. Now, Watson Hutton was the chap who set that team up as well.
Alexander Watson Hutton is the father of Argentine football.